Oh, we're gonna do intro first.
Intro first? Intro first.
Intro.
Howdy, howdy, this is Chris Erickson.
And Cassidy Lewis. We are both born and raised here in North County, San Diego.
We're dads, we're husbands.
And we're both realtors.
And this podcast is all about the people, the places, and the stories around North County.
Thanks for tuning in to North County Now.
Welcome back, my friends. Another edition of North County Now, episode numero 163. I'm Chris Erickson.
I'm Cassidy Lewis.
Come follow us on Instagram. Come say what's up. I'm over at I am Chris Erickson. You got at Cassidy Lewis RE. As always, sponsored by the Beach Life Group. This is our crew, real estate. If you guys need anything, hit us up. Hello at northcountyca.com. Today, we're going to break down what's happening in the economy. We're going to get deep.
Wow. I didn't sign up for that.
No, we're going to bring you everything that's happening around North County. We obviously got our craft corner. There's a few, not necessarily news stories, but some releases coming up. A nice little summer collab. Best places to drink and buy natural wine. Find out what natural wine is.
I was just going to say, is it like natural peanut butter? Because yeah. I might be out.
Oh, we got some fun little events coming up. There are a new place opened up over in La Costa. And then we got a little quiz at the end for Mr. Cassidy Lewis. So
I didn't sign up for that either.
It should be easy. It's a nostalgic quiz.
Oh, okay, cool.
Kind of goes in with one of our events at the end. So, But yeah, what's our real estate minute this week?
It's changing. We're seeing kind of things sit on the market, which is definitely the first time since the pandemic where homes are sitting on the market longer than a weekend.
Yeah,
which is kind of crazy to see. Literally driving around my neck of the woods in San Alejo, it looks like it did in 2019. A lot of signs out, a lot of open houses, a lot of houses on the market for 14, 21 days. So. Yep. Definitely a shift has occurred, and people are starting to realize that they might need to price accordingly.
Well, and there's just going to be a lot less buyers with interest rates. Even this past, Friday, they were up above 6, which is bananas.
Yeah.
We locked in ours. We refied middle of last year, somewhere in there, maybe the beginning to the middle last year. 2.75.
Mm-hmm. It's a big chunk of change.
That's almost three times. They're coming up on, 2.5 times what it was back then. Anyways, that just adds a lot to your monthly payment, a lot to everything. But I think we should see prices
adjust accordingly.
Yeah.
Or at least just not adjust up. I mean, that's the big thing is we're not going to see those, as many of those 200, 300 over list price, 20 offers.
Yeah.
It's not going to be that. So, now, I wouldn't be shocked to write an offer under list price, which it'll be the first one in a long time. So, we get to start actually negotiating again.
Yep.
Rather than just trying to create relationships to get our clients' offers.
Well, it was always negotiating. It was just trying to figure out, okay, how far are we over? What do we have? Where do we need to be? Where do we need to sit for a good, good spot for our people, all that kind of stuff. On the buying side, it was just a different kind of, the negotiation was getting the offer accepted as
right.
opposed to
the price
and terms. The price was kind of figuring it out, negotiating with the other agent, get as much information as you can kind of thing. And might switch back to somewhat normal. The numbers in North County have not reflected kind of this change so far. A little bit, little mm-hmm. tiny bit. But just looking at kind of going through the hot sheets, what's going on every day, kind of scrolling through those, what's closed. Still going a lot in the first few days, but there's just more properties coming on right now.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of price reductions too, those numbers will be reflected next month. Once those properties have actually sold, $100,000 price reduction, $150,000 price reduction. So big numbers, when it was going the opposite way.
When you used to go on and see, click on price, price change is one of the tabs we could click on. And if you clicked on there, you know, traditionally you'd be like, oh, price change. Okay, they dropped the price. But in the last few years, you click on price change, everything's up. Like
yeah,
they adjusted
increased
it up
prices
for appraisals and all that kind of stuff. But
yeah.
All right. Nonetheless, hit us up if you guys have any questions or just kind of pondering it or, you know, need anything. You know, this isn't a real estate podcast, but
yeah, I think that was longer. It was like 2.5 minutes. So we should probably move on.
Okay. Moving on. We'll cover. Well, no, just hit us up.
Yeah, for sure.
DM us.
Yeah. And especially if you've been waiting and kind of holding out to see what the market does. You know, we're still kind of waiting too to see how things shake out, but
yeah,
there's definitely some stuff going on.
Definitely some stuff going on. He says, with that, how was the weekend?
It was good. It was really good. We, didn't get into a ton. We had a lot of fun, pool time. We had a Saturday that was all birthday parties for, both of our kids got to go to both of their kids' birthday parties. So it was an all day Sky Zone and pool party and
a double birthday party.
So, but both of our kids got to go with, it was the same family, okay. But both of our kids got to go to each. So, nice. It was a fun time. Threw back a bunch of Buena Vesas at the pool party, not at Sky Zone.
they do have an adult area there that you could rent out for parties and such
up above.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been, but.
Yeah, that's where, not in the adult part of it, but our the party was upstairs, which I had never been to a party in this area, and it was way quieter.
Yeah.
For those of you that have been to Sky Zone parties, it's an assault on your senses.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good explanation of it.
Yep.
So the spot where the actual like pizza and cake were pretty quiet. It was nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And then Sunday night we went and saw Jurassic World as a group, as a family, and it was a lot of fun. No spoilers. There's a lot of dinosaurs.
Okay. That's kind of a spoiler alert.
But it was pretty cool. It was a neat, I don't know if it's getting the best reviews. It's really long. But it's like every other Jurassic Park and Jurassic World movie. It's
fun.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the big thing.
It's kind of all you asked for.
Yeah. I got a message from our buddy Warren, who moved. And he's like, he was disappointed. And I'm like, I think your hopes were too high for it.
Yeah.
I didn't have high hopes. And it was great. It was super. I got what I wanted. It was entertaining. It was fun. It was, you know, thrilling at moments. And it was great. It was good.
So if you're going into it like I am at some point, I want to say in the next few weeks, definitely keep your expectations low.
Well, medium. I'd say just don't have them be like, I mean, I don't think that the last Jurassic World did that well either. So I don't think that this is like shocking that it's not going to win any Academy Awards.
Yeah. The only movie I've heard like a ton about is Top Gun. So
right, which will everybody's probably like, win a bunch of awards.
So expectations are pretty high. People are saying it's better than the first. It's great. They did a good job. You know, got to go see it. So.
I know, it
sets the table. Like, all right, you guys said, everybody said it's good.
Yeah.
I don't want to be disappointed. I heard one person said that it was overhyped or something like that. But other than that,
I mean, it's
rave reviews.
More hyped than I've seen any movie in like the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Which I don't know how it can't be overhyped.
Yeah.
When it's that, you know, that out there.
Yeah.
But it'll be good.
Either way, I'll see that one as well.
Yep.
For sure.
So that was what we got into. What'd you guys get into?
And we'll get into what you got into. We'll get into what you got
Friday.
Into on Friday, but that'll lead into our next little segment here. So,
I knew I did one more thing.
Yeah, you did. Cruised around town, did a little graduation party. Congrats to my nephew, all done with school. Over up in Oceanside, all the schools are ending. So, actually, now that the wife is off school, kids are starting to get out of school. Like the morning is somewhat productive,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
for work wise, which is great. But anyways, yeah, we cruised around trying to figure out, let's get out and about. So we took the boys onto that new trail over starts in Cardiff or the San Alejo Lagoon, wraps around. The bridge connects basically under the 5 freeway.
Manchester and
Well, it connects across the lagoon. Right, so there's a bridge underneath there. Yeah. And then you could go either east, kind of wraps around to a dirt trail, or west, there's like a bike trail that continues along the freeway. There's a lot of new bike trails like right next to the freeway. Like it looks like you take it pretty far. If you go up, it looks like it leads to Lomas. Mm-hmm. And then from that corner, so like Manchester and then the exit on the 5, you know, that old viewpoint that was up there?
Yep.
There's like a, I didn't even know they were building it, but there's a 2-lane trail that looks like it leads up that way and then goes over to, I guess, what's the next exit up? Birmingham?
Yep.
Right there. So I want to go check it out. Probably not. Well, maybe we'll bike or like do like a little beach cruise up there.
Mm-hmm.
Me and you make a video or something. Yeah. Cause I want, you know, that viewpoint's killer up there.
Yeah.
You get some really nice views, but
yeah, no, it's cool what they've, and it kind of all just like opened at once. All of a sudden you saw the trails like right off on the, I guess, west side, right next to the freeway before you get to Lomas. Those just kind of appeared like all of a sudden. And then the bridge underneath the freeway, I swear I didn't see it until it just was like, oh, there it is.
Okay, yeah.
It's right there. So it looked red.
I thought it was just a temporary when they were building it out because they had all the stuff around it and it just kind of looked.
Oh, maybe there. That's what it was. Maybe,
you're like, is that going to be there? But it's going to be killer. The parking's kind of far. You could park at the new. So Lagoon, you know, there's only a handful of spots in there. But across the street, it's the water treatment facility, I think. So you could park there. There's about 30 something more spots over there and then cruise up just Manchester and cut in. But I did see their plans. It looks like right off that freeway too, they're kind of behind the gas station on Manchester. They're going to build like a kind of park and ride slash place to, you know, hop off and get to all these trails.
Yeah.
Cause right now, unless you're coming from Solon, it's like a kind of a trek to get to that side, but they're killer. They're the fun, you know, just cruised around there. I actually went back yesterday and because I wanted to see where it connected, so I parked in the same spot, did the lap around under the bridge, went to Solana, and there's the bike trail below, kind of tracks along the freeway, and then there's this huge hill which is pretty tough, but it drops you off in like random neighborhoods. There's a few different ways up in Solana, and then you cut down, and so ended up back on the trail by like Rios, where you were used to go for Andes Canyon.
Yep.
And then all the way back around, and you connect it all the way back around, like along the train tracks. There's two bridges in there back to the nature center. Like it's a full loop around. So it's pretty rad.
Nice.
And the other one goes back into like Rancho Santa Fe if you go east of the bridge. So
nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Get out there and check those out. Those are pretty awesome, especially new, exploring, kind of see what they did with the lagoon and killer views. But I want to see all the other, there's two more bike paths that we didn't take that I want to check out. So
very cool.
Yeah.
And it connects to the one that takes you back to Rancho Santa Fe too, like by San Diego.
Yeah. What's that?
Can't remember what the trailhead's called, but
La Oria Trail or something like that.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Yeah. It does go through there.
La Noria Trail?
Maybe La Noria. Yeah. Something back there.
Yep.
So yeah, all those are going to connect. I think they have more plans to do more trails and more, like, I think they're going to start working on the kind of the, I don't know if it's a lagoon or what it is over in Del Mar, like behind, I guess it's off Via de la Valle and, between Via de la Valle and Del Mar Heights.
Cool.
But obviously it takes forever to do those projects.
Mm-hmm.
The more trails, the merrier.
Yep. For sure.
And then had a little beach day. Must have been Sunday. Let's call it Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Is it sunny?
No. it was kind of like you could see, if you looked east, you could see a sliver of blue and then, you know, the clouds up top and then like a hazy sun.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's probably the perfect mix.
It wasn't too cold, but it also wasn't warm. Yesterday when I went for that run, it was like drizzling. And I know. Like, I thought the sprinklers were on somewhere in the trail and I was running around. It's like, there's nothing on. This is pretty dry out here.
Yeah.
But yeah, just kind of started little drizzle.
Yeah. Just if you were curious, San Alejo was beautiful.
Okay.
when it was drizzling on the coast, because I was messaged with one of our buddies on Instagram that posted that it was raining in Cardiff. And I was like, oh, it's gorgeous out here, because he was talking about the sunshine tax.
Yeah.
We're still paying for it.
Yeah. It's even in my house 3 miles back this morning, it was beautiful like this.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can see the kind of fog,
yeah, the
marine
bank.
Layer bank came back in and then now it burned back off. So, but yeah, definitely the beaches. It's typical June.
Yeah.
Typical June, but still fun. Got out in the water for a little bit. It's pretty rad. I rode my 9'2" longboard. It's a lot of board when I'm used to like 6 foot at the biggest.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely did some, I don't know, I called them indos, but like nosedives.
Oh, yeah,
through
the
waves. Yeah. Yeah. It looked like a big kook out there. It was fun. But water's warm. Water's somewhat warm. Went to Machado surf spot, Seaside Reef. So he wasn't out there, but it was cool.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to some more surfing this summer. And then what else I did, I'll wrap it up in Friday. We'll come back to it in the beer corner or craft corner. So
very cool.
Yeah. Well, it's time for sports.
Sports. So that's what I got into on Friday.
Yep.
My dad got, through one of his vendors, got box seats for, I've never been in the boxes in the Western Metal Supply building.
What level are they then? So like
we were on the third level.
Okay.
Yeah, so
is the bar right behind you, or is it just the?
No, it's just
that's the next level.
Yes, the next, or maybe even two up. So, like where we went and we saw Haley and Tyler when we went down there, they were on the roof. Then that's the fifth floor.
Okay.
Then fourth, there's a whole section of boxes, and then we were on the third section or third floor. Manny Machado's big old home run looked like it was coming right into our deck, and then just kind of like dropped down the one below us. And my dad and I literally were just chatting about, like, what are the chances that a ball could get through this, like, 10-foot, like, alley into our box? And it was close.
Yeah.
He hit the tar out of the ball. But it was a really cool vantage to watch the game. I've never had, like, free food and beer, even if the beer was Coors Light.
Yeah.
But that was pretty entertaining. And
still free.
Still free, yeah. Free hot dog and... You know, mix it up with a slice of pizza too, just for good measure. And
we need to rent out the Compass.
I know. Now that I've done this one, I'm like, yeah, we should probably do that. It's probably worth it.
You could probably get a nice crew. I think you could fit 20 people in there.
Yeah. So this was a double box. This one, the company had two. So the single, would be 20 people. This one had 40 people, which they don't actually have. I don't know how they make it work with the tickets, but there were 40 people in the box, but there weren't 40 seats.
Oh, yeah.
So, but which is fine. You like standing room sometimes, and then people walk around the park, and so you sit in the, like we sat for probably half of it, and then kind of stood and mingled and ate, and for the other half.
Yeah.
So, and the Padres won big 9-0. So,
it's a good day.
Yeah, yeah, it was super fun. I mean, Padres hit the ball hard, like really hard, which is from that angle was cool to watch because you could see it right off the bat.
Yeah.
That it was in the gap or in a corner or whatever. Like it was very easy to see from there what was going to happen. So it was great.
Yeah. There's a few boxes that when we were sitting in right field,
mm-hmm.
looking across the kind of the towers,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're the light towers, but there's a few levels of boxes in
there. Yeah.
I always wonder what those were.
But I think those are probably where the Compass one are. Cause I think there's only, I guess it would be maybe 16. And then the rooftop in the Western Metal Supply.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's boxes all around, like where the TV and radio is on that same level.
Yeah.
And those are all boxes in there too. So
they do need to redesign the park and make
this one level, right?
No, just connect something so everybody gets in that roundabout because you got to go up. And it's very confusing when you get there because you're like, I'm on level 2, but I'm still at field level. Am I like where? I don't know. It was very hard to find out where we were going.
Petco Park won, you know, ballpark of the year. And that's my only negative is even like trying to get to the Western Metal Supply spot. There's a bank of elevators, but it's definitely like, no, go past those elevators. You take this elevator. And like we took – one of the guys said take the escalator up and then go – and we're – then we asked the guy at the next bank of escalators. He's like, no, you go back down. You go to the elevator.
He's like, no. Why do we make this a puzzle?
Yeah. And that's what I think we and I were chatting about it, but I was talking with somebody over the weekend too, is that the Giants Stadium has one main level that goes around the whole field level of the ballpark. And then on either end, there's two switchbacks that get you up to the other levels. It's very no-brain, like – you don't have to be thinking about it at all.
Yeah.
And it's just very simple, and then the main, the one that the level that goes all the way around is like a walking track. Like it's like a, I don't know if it's a quarter mile or something like that, but it literally
it's probably a half mile.
Could be.
I'm thinking just like a quarter track, because like on a normal track isn't
the, yeah, I'm curious.
I think like a normal track at a, you know, school is like four laps is a mile, right?
Yeah.
I'm just thinking that compared to a baseball field, it's got to be at least double.
It could be, yeah. I can't remember now, but they used to like have it be, they're doing like a lot of health and wellness stuff, like through the ballpark. They had that. I was like, if you want to come and like, especially like season ticket holders.
Yeah.
If you want to come and take a couple laps before. You're probably right. It's probably closer to a half mile. But yeah, that's the main difference.
Get your joggers on. And
yeah, right. Exactly.
Let's run like 5 miles during the game.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been fun when I was doing my journey to 1,000 last year. If we had that stadium down here, like go to the game, run a few miles, watch the game, hang out with the crowd.
Yeah.
Definitely get some better mileage in than running around here. Although beautiful, it gets boring sometimes.
Yeah. So anyway, we had a blast out there, and it was fun to see the pods winning. I got to watch the Giants beating up on the Dodgers on the away scoreboard. So all in all, a fun day at the ballpark.
Nice. And new standings are in.
Yes, they are.
Padres, even though they have the most wins, 38 wins and 24 losses, they're one game, or they're, I guess they're no
they're
games
0.004 percentage points.
They're no games back in this thing, but they are, yeah,
in
a
win
slight
percentage. Yep.
Win percentage behind, yep, the Dodgers, who are 37 and 23. I know the season, you know, won't, they have the math worked out where it won't end like that, but mm-hmm, imagine, like, how are you in second place with the most wins? That's just weird. Because I mean, now it gets
one less,
but
well, it just comes down to you have one more loss, yeah, than the Dodgers. That's the big thing.
Yeah, that's putting more weight on the loss than the win, I guess. I don't know.
And you're welcome for that, since the Giants swept the Dodgers over the weekend,
yeah,
for the first time since 2016.
Nice. So, and they're sitting three games back.
They made a 3.5 game jump this weekend, or between, because the Dodgers didn't play yesterday. The Giants won again, so it's a big old jump.
Both Padres and Giants 7-3 in the last 10.
Mm-hmm.
But I like the Padres away record. It's pretty solid for 21-11.
Yeah,
which is pretty darn good.
Yeah, should be close. That should be closer to the home record. But yeah.
I don't think they've ever had a really good, like, you know, you think home field advantage, all that kind of stuff. I don't think they have ever had that at Petco.
No. And they even, I mean, the Padres complained, like, get a brand new ballpark and complained about the measurements like two games in.
Yeah.
I'll never forget Phil Nevin. Just that's the only reason you can't hit a home run is because the ballpark's too big or because there's too much marine layer.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. The air's a little thick. We're like, we can do nothing about that, Phil.
Seriously.
Maybe move the gates in.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they made some adjustments later, but I mean, it's still a more of a pitcher's park than it is hitter's park for the most part, unless it's super dry out and all that.
But both teams are playing there, and you're at home. You get to sleep in your own bed. And yeah. You should still have a
got your fans
some sort of advantage. Well, yeah. Now,
yeah,
starting to have your fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there should be a little bit. Well, I mean, 17-13 at home, so it's not. I mean, it's a little bit, yeah, obviously worse than 21-11, but
yeah,
nonetheless.
I mean, winning on the road is an important thing, especially come playoff time.
Yeah.
So it is a big deal. It's just that you hope to have that home record a little bit stronger. But you're right. It's never been a consistent strength, let's say that.
One thing I do want to try at the Pods game is that little, I think it's called the craft deck or the beer deck, or, you know, out in right field.
Oh yeah, I haven't been there either.
No, I was talking to my brother, him and my sister. I think it was some sort of fire event. Anyways, they all went down there. It's just like, you know, they got all the beer right there against the fence. They have, you know, seating. Mm-hmm. It's kind of first come, first serve. So if you get there early, you get it just post up right there, mm-hmm, right over the right field wall. But they're saying, yeah, it's kind of like, you're there. There's like a bar right there. You're kind of like having fun. And so, you know, like they didn't watch a lot of the game. They're like, came home like, how was the game? My dad would ask, "How's the game?" They're like, "Oh, good." They're like, "He's like, really? They lost like 8-4 or whatever." Like, oh, I don't know. We had fun. So, but it would be a fun little. I think it's the tickets weren't too expensive either down there. So
nice.
We'll have to go check it out.
Just the last thing on the Potter is they jumped from in the MLB.com power rankings. They jumped from 7th last week to the top 5, number 4.
Nice.
So it's a big jump. Somehow Giants went 7-3 and dropped one spot in that same time period. But oh well.
Yeah, I don't know who's voting on this, but
you said you were.
I was. So. Yeah, I did have a vote. But I didn't know it was that. I didn't know I had that much power. Here's a little headline from yesterday, Monday, from the Padres 4-1 win over the Cubbies. The headline says, "If it's Monday," this is from Bleed Cubby Blue. "If it's Monday, it must be another loss." same old at Wrigley. After a dangerous storm blew through, they didn't finish that game for a while.
Yeah, it was a tornado or something, right?
Yeah. Yep. But yeah, they are. Now I just cleared it out. I lost it anyway, so I can't see where they went. Anyways, I think they're at Wrigley again today.
Yep, they are.
All right. Cool. Anything else on sports?
I know I already said last thing, but interesting to see. For me, it's the first time I saw one of the double headers to make up for the games lost by the collective bargaining agreement for the Padres.
Yeah. That's what that one was?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
So, because it was like it wasn't a traditional double header from like a rain delay where people can go into the game one and then stay through game two. This was a game at 1:10. Everybody leaves game at 7:10
with
other tickets. So not the traditional doubleheader there.
Yeah.
Actual two games in one day. So pretty wild.
Did you see the finish of that game?
With Manny scoring?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard it on the radio.
Yeah. He pretty much made it. He willed it to happen.
That was actually, so he started on second, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a really dumb way to win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for the other team.
It's great, it hurts.
For the pod. But wild pitch, throwing error, mm-hmm. like score from second off nothing, basically.
I know. Giants had one last night like that, too. Luis Gonzalez, their leadoff hitter last night, hit a double, so didn't just get put on second base, but hit a double, and then ball in dirt, but kind of in front of the catcher, he runs to third base. Catcher tries to throw him out at third, misses the third baseman, goes down the line, and he scores.
Yeah,
it's definitely like a little league.
It is
a little bit of a little league play,
definitely.
But to win on that, it was pretty good.
Yeah,
especially because I think Manny went 0 for 3 or 4 or something like that, and to have that be his, which means he was the last out in the ninth inning.
Totally redeem yourself.
And then redeem yourself with some good running. And he's not known for being the world's best base runner.
Yeah.
So, he's hustling.
Good. Like to see him hustle. That's when I stopped liking him, was when he was on the Dodgers in the playoffs and watched a home run ball that didn't actually get out. Stood there and watched it and ended up a single. Could have been a double. I think they ended up losing that game. Anyways.
Yeah. We were chatting during the game, and I think there were like two runners on, two outs, and he hit a ball that I think – that wasn't the same one. But he had a ground ball and charged to first base, which I'm like, wow, Manning actually putting the rocket boosters on for
good work,
legging out a single.
And in adult league softball, we had a nice W. So
huge W.
I think it was a 15-run rule.
15-run rule. Yeah. In San Marcos, 15 runs.
That was good. So 1-0. We'll keep you updated there.
28-13. Not too bad.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see. We're in the D league, but nonetheless.
We might be, yeah. Yeah. One of our buddies was saying, I think you guys are ready for the next league up. And I said, nope.
Not yet. We'll wait till halftime, the shakeup.
Yep.
The mid-round shakeup.
Yep, exactly.
All right. In other beer news, or in starting beer news, that's one of the places I went. Met Encore over at Five Suits over in Vista.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that one?
Mm-hmm.
Five Suits?
We talked about it in the past, but maybe with Noah or something, but I haven't tried it yet.
So Five Suits, you assume, casino style. And I was like, something related to that. But you walk in and it's literally like a casino. There's like a blackjack table. You know, they have the neon. They have, it's all dark. They have, you know, kind of the whole theme is casino style. But good beer.
Nice.
Cool vibe. They're setting up live music, which we didn't get to. Like, I think Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I believe they have live music. They have like a happy hour on Tuesdays. They have Cornhole League, an open Cornhole League. So if we want to double up and tell our wives on Tuesday, we have to go to the brewery because we're in a Cornhole League. And then Wednesday, we have to go to softball.
And then in the summer, when we have two softball seasons going, we have to go to softball again.
So we'll run that by. We'll see what happens. But
and then on Fridays, we have our curling practice.
Just the three-sport athletes here.
Athletes, yep.
But yeah, cool little spot. And the story behind, if you go to their website, you go to kind of read what where they came from, all that kind of stuff. Nick Corona, hence the fifth suit. Diamonds, hearts, spades, clubs. He made the fifth one. So five suits, crown, because nice. Corona means crown in Spanish. But yeah, kind of read their story. He came from one of the local, well, he's actually a manager out at Valley View Casino.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of like casino vibe. His wife was working the beer tender. And yeah, it's a cool little spot. So
nice.
Yeah, go check it out. And they, I think, I mean, they, I don't think. I know they have food there. Apparently, it's pretty good. It's kind of like Peruvian, like a Peruvian food truck that's just basically there at all times.
I wonder if it's the same one that was at Los Abbey for a really long time.
Do you remember the name?
I don't remember now. But it was, they during the pandemic, they were like always in that back area.
Yeah. They might have found a semi-permanent home.
Cool. Nice.
That lasts, or they have like signs with them on it. Like they're kind of co-branded. So.
Cool. Nice.
Anyways, but yeah, good beer. It's actually home to the 2021 Hazy Beer of the Year, according to San Diego Beer News. This year, I think they got second.
Oh, wow.
Same beer. But it's Planet Nectaron, because Nectaron's like a new, well, it's New Zealand, but it's kind of a new-ish hop that they use, or they try to use quite a bit. So it's got a lot of those. Like, it's the hazy wasn't, like, juicy, but it kind of felt and tastes a little sweeter than, like, a, you know, like a I don't even know if West Coast hazy is a thing, but they have a bunch of other beers. But, yeah, I got that beer. Actually, on San Diego Beer News, another beer just popped up on June 3rd. So, the week, so last week, the beer of the, they have a beer of the week, too. I think we were first, but nonetheless, their beer of the week was from Five Suits. It was... Suited Aces, which is another one of their hazy IPAs. So
very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. And they try to use that nectar on. Actually, one of our local tap room here, Brewer's Tap Room, they have they've had this on draft as well because they don't distribute much. I got a 4-pack of cans to go. And, you know, it was just it looked like hand labeled. Like it was kind of all messed up and stuff. You know, they have the sticker and just put it on. I don't know if they have a canning line or or what, but it's very limited distribution, but I'd assume we'll start seeing a little bit more of them. So
very cool.
Yeah. But that wasn't my beer of the week.
It wasn't.
No.
Crazy.
Yeah. I'll get into that in a sec. What was your beer of the week?
My beer of the week was Green Flash is back. I know some people didn't know they went away. But we had a softball, allegedly, before and after softball the other day. We had Electric Cruiser IPA. Tasty little West Coast, which is something Green Flash is really good at. And it was delicious. It was really, really good. We were all kind of checking out the cans, which is part of their rebrand.
Yep.
And they look awesome.
They had something like a while ago. And then they sort of rebranded, like a
rebrand.
Yeah, they kind of changed their labels and their look a little bit.
Yep.
But this one was,
this was a full on. Well, it's part of that same one too, because this is like a, I think like a little more of that specialty beer. Like it's not. Maybe it'll become one of their normal ones, but
it's not one of their
core yet. but it was good. It's called Inspired by Electric Sunsets on the West Coast. There's nothing like chasing the horizon for that epic moment as the sun dips behind the sea. This bright and tropical single IPA features notes of pineapple, papaya, and citrus.
Nice.
All day easy drinker, 6%.
Ooh.
That's a tough all day easy drinker. It's 6%. I mean, I'll try it for sure.
Yeah, we'll be the judge of that. So
yeah, for sure.
And we're at the local car show now. We have the Porsche Cayenne coming out. So you guys hear that in the background? That's what it is.
Andy would be super excited. Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Coming from two car enthusiasts here, not me. But yeah, that I did dabble in that one pregame allegedly, but it was pretty good.
Yep.
And where did you said Green Flash move? They're no longer here.
Well, I think their brewing facility is here, but they got bought by a East Coast company out of Atlanta called Sweetwater Brewing Company. So Sweetwater bought Green Flash and Alpine when they were struggling financially, and I think they were part of the big rebrand and everything, and I think a good opportunity for this East Coast brewery to have a couple of West Coast breweries that do pretty well and
yeah.
already have a good following, and they've been around since 2002, I believe. Not Sweetwater, Green Flash.
Yeah.
So definitely have a good reputation and always good beer.
Their core West Coast IPA, I think it's just called West Coast IPA,
yeah,
is top notch. If you want like a I haven't had it in a while, though.
But it's an OG. I mean, it's going to be the same. That is one of the OGs. I mean, when you think of like Stone IPA, it's the same kind of era as West Coast IPA.
Pretty good.
They might have invented West Coast IPA.
They might. Maybe that's how they have it called, West Coast IPA,
because
that's what it is. My beer of the week comes from our friends over at Mother Earth Brew Co. And it is I think it's the longest name, like total name, of a beer of the week that we've had so far. It's called the Mother Earth Milk Truck Latte Stout Nitro.
Wow.
Or I guess it's Mother Earth Milk Truck Nitro Latte Stout.
Wow.
yeah, quite the mouthful, but just a killer little stout with like a little bit of sweetness in there. And my page reset, so I want to read a little bit about it. They have their normal latte stout, which isn't nitro. One thing about nitro, I don't like it on IPAs, that kind of stuff.
Coffee,
anything like that. But stouts, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's another in that mystery box that I got from BevMo. There was this one, which was a nitro stout, and then there was a Guinness nitro stout.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
Did it have a little ball inside of it?
It has a little thing. It has something that, when you open it, you have to release the nitro. Or you open it and the nitro goes into the beer at that point. Like it's something, I don't know how it works, but there's something on the top, like on the lid.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first beer that I've had, let me bring it up, that had a instructions on how to drink it. So it was like, you can't just crack it, and says, don't drink it out of this. So how to drink. Step one, grab a glass. Do not drink straight from the can. Step two, you have to flip the can.
Well,
three times. Step three, pour, but not just pour, pour hard. Step four, let settle.
So that you doesn't tell you what to pour it in.
It's kind of like an
assumption that you pour it into a glass.
Yeah, just pour it wherever, not down the drain. And then you don't get to enjoy until step five, but you can go at the bottom too. They have a little QR code where you can watch the video if you need like instructions. So it was like intense, but it was a killer little,
experience.
I'm always good for a coffee stout, but like a latte with a little bit of that sweetness in there. Pretty good. So
nice. Very
it
cool.
Says it's in their year round lineup. It's getting an upgrade this month as we welcome a new dark ale into the ranks, which we appropriately dubbed a latte stout featuring vanilla, coffee, lactose, and oats.
Mm-hmm.
Milk Truck drinks like a coffee, like the coffee house favorite, while still reminding the drinker that they are imbibing an adult beverage. So pretty tasty. Mother Earth always coming out with some good stuff, but
Very cool.
That was in March of 2021, so it's in their regular rotation.
Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Nice, you know, wasn't an IPA, but there is an IPA coming out from Mother Earth as well. They've collabed with Revision. So Revision is up in Sparks, Nevada. And I've heard their name before, and I was like wondering why. I think we've talked about them in the past before.
Mm-hmm.
But their head brewer came from Knee Deep.
Okay.
Over in Auburn, which always makes or has been making good beer really for good a long time. Yeah. So, but they're doing a collab. Since 2014, Mother Earth's Four Seasons program has boasted some of the brewery's most coveted concoctions. Typically barrel aged, some of the brews in their quarterly series deviate from the big syrupy stouts. This time they went with Heavy Hitting Friendship IPA, brewed with Sparks, Nevada-based Revision Brewing. The West Coast IPA is right on brand for both breweries. It's called just West Coast IPA. It's a 4S, so that's Mother Earth's, like I said, their kind of brand, but like the what's the port one? Hop Concept?
Hop Concept, yeah.
So they have these quarterly releases, but cool. It's rolling out this summer in four packs, four 16-ounce cans, and you can go to beerfinder.com and find out where it is. I'm going to see where the closest one to us is. So.
Very cool.
Having trouble. No results.
So not close.
Not close. Not close.
I know. It might be the closest. Well, I have to text Kevin.
Oh, there we go. There's a lot. You can find it. A lot of spots.
Yeah, cool. Nice.
Yep. So, anyways, it should be a good collab, just standard West Coast IPA.
Cool.
Yeah. And one other thing in Craft Corner, natural wine.
Mm-hmm.
Are you into natural wine? This is the second time wine's made the list in the past 2 weeks. Oh, but, you know, like a little wine here. It's going to go with the next thing we'll chat about, too. But, so natural wine, I saw this article. It's from Eater San Diego. I was like, natural wine, what is that? Natural wine is a squishy categorization with no official definition, labeling, or governing body. But the term generally applies to wines that have experienced little to no manipulation. The wines have been farmed organically or biodynamically, fermented with only native yeast, and produced without preservatives, colors, or flavorings. So it's kind of like a self-imposed, a self-regulated thing of natural wines where, you know, probably a little less hangover-y, I would guess.
Mm. Interesting.
But, few places up in North County where you can get some. Number one, All Mine, over 119 South Coast Highway up in Oceanside. It's a pizzeria, but they got some of this, they got some of their natural in quotes wine there.
Cool.
Made by producers who farm and process their wines responsibly without any additives. Number two is also on Coast Highway up in Oceanside, Dija Mara. And they're known for their food, but they also have a nice natural wine list.
Very cool.
Some heavy hitters from California wine country. Try a glass of the Las Jarras Glau Glau.
Easy for you to say.
Which, as its name suggests, is highly drinkable. Bottlecraft up at Moshe. I want to go check out Bottlecraft, actually, up off Tremont Street.
Yep.
They got some
right
good,
behind Bagby.
Yeah. It's the Tremont Collective. There's also Shoots Fish and Beer up there. They got 30 taps. There's that little communal coffee right there. It's a cool little spot. Junet Jolet. It is over in Carlsbad off State Street, 2659. They are one of the only Michelin star restaurants in town, or Michelin recognized restaurants. But
nice.
They also have some wine. And then there's actually one in Ramona. It's actually a winery, Principe di Tricase Winery. I think that's how you say it. But it's this Ramona property, which is a vineyard and working farm, also grows Christmas trees. It's open for tastings by reservation only, producing only natural wines. The winery uses its own mostly Italian varietals and sources grapes from local growers.
Cool.
Shoot me a DM if you want to know the name of that, because it's very hard. And then Vino Carta over in Solana Beach. Those are the North County spots. So
very cool.
If you need some natural wine, which I might get into, you know. Might be the craft wine corner. Seems like it's coming up a little bit, that wine game.
Yeah.
I've seen, maybe it's because I've, there's a local cave wine shop. They're like a local wine delivery place that if you follow them on Instagram, that's no, it's not like, I don't know where they deliver, but all their pictures, like you can see in the background, like, oh, that's Encinitas. Oh, that's like right up the road. That's Carlsbad. So it's pretty cool.
Cool.
You want to tell us where the local beer event is coming up?
Yep. Hops in the Hills is on Saturday the 18th in San Alejo Hills. And proceeds go to San Alejo Elementary, Middle. So the PTO is putting on together. PTO for all of these is putting on together. Discovery and maybe one other. Maybe the high school.
Okay. good event for the PTO.
Yeah, very good event. And there's going to be a ton of breweries there. It's right this week. If you haven't bought tickets already, it's $55 plus a fee to get in. But it's unlimited 3-ounce tasters for the length of the event.
So that's coming up on this Saturday.
Yeah, June 18th, okay. 1 to 4 p.m.
Nice.
Hops in the Hills. Some big breweries there. Alesmith, Arcana, Battle Mage. I'll skip a couple. Burgeon, yeah. Nice. Double Peak, Duckfoot. Five Suits will be there. Kern River, Carl Strauss, Lost Abbey, Mother Earth, we were just talking about, My Yard Live, Rip Current, Pizza Port, a whole bunch. So Society, yeah,
some heavy hitters in there.
Yeah. Got Seaborne Cocktails also, and there'll be a couple of wineries as well. So if you are thinking about going and not a beer drinker, there's some wine options as well.
So a few other notes. They will have some home brewers from right there in San Alejo Hills.
Yeah,
so
well.
I'm going to have some home brews, which I'm sure are very limited quantity.
Yeah.
You tell me about the quality when you go there, but... few facts. It's at San Alejo Park, the lower softball field, 1105 Elfin Forest Road. Are children allowed? No.
No.
21 plus event, so bring your ID. Are dogs allowed?
No.
Nope. Per the park rules, no dogs are allowed.
Yeah, that rule doesn't get followed that much. There's dogs on those fields all the time.
But not at this event.
Not at the event.
Wineries, yes. Ticket price, it says $60. Service if you applied. And they will have non-alcoholic beverages, but you could get that anywhere. So I don't know why you do that. But nonetheless, Hops in the
you
Hills.
You can also get a $25 designated driver ticket as well. Oh, so, okay. Which probably comes with unlimited of those non-alcoholic beverages.
Yeah. Unlimited. But yeah, it looks cool. Cool event. Have you been?
I haven't. This is, I think, the only second or third one. The pandemic stopped it for a little bit. But it always looks rad, but it always ends up being a time or day that I can't get there. So,
yeah.
Who knows? We have a kid's birthday party that day. Maybe I'll sneak down. Yeah. We'll see.
Maybe you got it.
I mean, I could walk there.
Do you have to get unlimited beers, or can you just get like?
You can just get like a couple if you want.
Can I get a single for, or do you still have to pay $60?
Still $60. Okay. $60 gets you in. You get a commemorative cup, glass, whatever. So don't drop those. That's my favorite thing at these events is if you drop it, you don't get another one. So everybody goes, oh, and they hear the glass break. And then we'll be playing on that softball field just a few days after this. So definitely don't drop your glasses.
Definitely not in left or left center.
So. Or first base.
There we go. Some other events coming back. This is in a few weeks. So not till June 24th, TGIF 2022, Carlsbad, all the parks, concerts in the park is coming back. Starting on the 22nd, the 24th, so the following weekend. Yeah, go check out, just go to the city of Carlsbad or just go to TGIF or just go concerts in the park, Carlsbad, and this will come up. You can see who's out there. Usually all of them start at 4, kind of close down at 9, so you can go the full day. The concert doesn't start till 6, so if you go at 4... You could be waiting there a little bit, but I think, as always, bring your own food, vino, brewskis, sparkling waters, whatever you're into.
Yep.
And it goes through the 19th, so it's like every Friday they're starting in. What park are they starting
Stagecoach.
At? Stagecoach. Stagecoach to start it.
Auga.
And ending at Auga, which is with the
80s All-Stars, is Auga Norte, which should be fun. Should be a good one.
Yeah. I know that the next two are on my calendar. I don't know if we're actually going to both of them, but just a question mark. So can I bring a pet? Pets are not allowed. I'm going to go through all the facts
again. This is a theme.
No barbecues. People are talking too loudly, and I can't enjoy the music. Will you make them stop? That's one of the questions.
I'd say get there at 4 and get yourself right in front of the stage.
Yeah.
That would be my suggestion to those folks that don't want to hear the kids yelling, because we will be in the back with the kids yelling.
That's just funny that made the FAQs. So
these also are not to take away from these bands. They're probably phenomenal, but it's a social event also. So be ready to not be able to hear every word the singers are singing.
Yeah.
It's just part of the event.
Yeah, it is. It's a family affair.
Yeah.
All right. In TGIF, back to ABC's TGIF lineup on Fridays.
This is our nostalgic quiz.
Yes.
Nice.
Can you name five? There's 15 sitcoms here, but can you name five of the shows that were originally, well, not even originally, but that you remember being on TGIF?
My favorite, Boy Meets World.
Let's see. I'm scrolling down.
It definitely was on there. So
I don't think it was.
It was.
Oh, Boy Meets World.
There we
1993
go.
To 2000.
Come on. You can't do that.
Right now, it's available to stream on Disney Plus. So
Family Matters, for sure.
Yep.
Did I do that? No, just kidding. Step by Step. Ooh, geez, five. Trying to remember. Those were the three that was hanging with Mr. Cooper, one of them?
Ooh, I don't know. Let's see. The Hughleys was one.
Oh, Hughleys. But that was later.
Yeah.
That was when I was already moved
hanging
on.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
It was. Okay, so I got four.
1997.
Yeah, that was a great one. I can't think of a fifth.
All right. Well, here's the list. Tell me if you remember them.
Yep.
On Our Own. It was only from 94 to 95. So.
No, so that's probably before my time.
Yeah. Baby Talk?
Nope.
With
John Travolta?
I'm pretty sure that's Scott Baio.
Just kidding. Oh, that's Look Who's Talking.
Yeah. But it did say, I mean, I think it is in collaboration. It says something about John Travolta, Bruce Willis, and Kirstie Alley from Look Who's Talking.
That's so funny.
So it ran from 91 to 92.
Okay.
Family Matters.
Yep.
Step by Step.
Yep.
You got Clueless, 96 to 98. It was a quick run. I wonder if that came after the movie or before. Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place.
Oh, I remember that one.
Kind of the latter.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Late 90s. Full House.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Full House. God, yeah. That was stupid to forget that one.
The Hughleys, Boy Meets World, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Okay, yeah.
This is one I remember, even though it's only on 3 years. Dinosaurs.
Oh, I love that. That's on Disney Plus now, too.
Yeah.
You can watch it. Dinosaurs was great. That was great.
So weird. It's kind of creepy. It's kind of dark. Like, not just so film good. Dark. Like, the scenes were, it was, yeah.
It was definitely like, the humor was a little bit crude, a little bit crazy. And,
yeah.
Oh, it was such a good show.
The Sinclairs.
Oh, yeah. The Sinclairs, yeah.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper, Sister, Sister.
Oh, Sister, Sister.
That was a jam. And this was like early on, Perfect Strangers.
Don't remember that one.
Balky.
Oh, yeah. That is okay. I do remember that one. Balky. That's right.
Oh, Mark.
Where was he
Baker,
from?
Like, played by Larry Appleton.
Balky was from Balky, like somewhere.
Bartok, I can't even say his last name. Yeah. But he was from Greece. Mipos.
Okay. I do remember that now.
Balky. The 10 of us. So
I usually was just like Boy Meets World, Step by Step, and Call It Good.
Yeah.
Those are my jams.
A little bit of Full House in there. Obviously, Dinosaurs when it was on.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely Family Matters for sure.
Oh, yeah. Family Matters for sure, too.
So.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. What was Urkel's? What was the when Urkel got cool? What was he?
Oh, he was Cousin Steve?
Or no. now I can't remember.
Well, find out. Cool Urkel. Let's see if it comes up for that.
It's got to be something. Some way of finding it.
Yeah.
Oh, you just changed the spelling.
Oh, Stefan
Urkel.
Stefan Urkel. Cool Urkel. That's funny.
That's good times.
All right. Enough TGIF. Let's get into one last thing that just opened up in town. It's over in the Beacon, over in La Costa.
Yeah.
The Wise Ox.
Is it open?
Butcher Shop and Eatery unveils in North County. This was on June 9th. San Diego's Trust Restaurant Group has opened its second location over in the Beacon. They have, in this one, so they have, it's a small little space, but they're going to have a butcher case, a bunch of meats. They're going to have beer, wine, sandwiches, and burgers.
Cool.
And I know we've
I'm excited about
covered it in the past. Do we need any more burger spots?
Yes. Look at the pictures.
No, this one looks dang tasty. And I was just comparing it to the burger for like $11 that I got at Five Guys. Remember when I was complaining that about that a few weeks ago? Their double cheeseburger is only $12. Oh. I mean, come on.
But look at it. Yeah, it's like a gourmet.
Well, I know this is one I'm willing to pay $12 for.
And some of their sandwiches and stuff just look legit also.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks...
They got a breakfast sando. This one, I don't know, a bologna sandwich.
Mm, you know, I was a bologna sandwich kid.
Yeah, I think we all were at some point.
Yeah.
Philly cheesesteak, double cheeseburger, a dry aged burger, turkey sandwich, roast beef sandwich, and then one of the sides I'm super excited about, a mac salad. It's very hard to find a good mac salad around here.
Yeah.
The one that I really dug was at California Kebab,
mm-hmm.
and they don't make it anymore.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah. So, anyways, they just opened up over there, 7750 El Camino Real. It's called the Wise Ox La Costa. Don't go to the other one. I mean, you can. Just a longer drive.
It's just a long drive, yeah.
But, yeah, dude, sandwiches, sides. They're going to have some beers and stuff there, it sounds like. But they don't have it yet, but they're going to work alongside the Wise Ox founder. What was his name?
Not sure.
It's something Wise. That's the Wise Ox. Brad Wise. But they're going to launch a weekend barbecue menu later this year. So
very cool.
Going to have a killer barbecue spot. Probably like Carter Crack style, or, you know, like,
mm-hmm. Like a stand
Harvest Ranch, you know, where they come outside and start grilling stuff up, barbecuing stuff up.
Cool.
So pretty excited about that. It's now open. And if you just want some meats, sounds kind of expensive, but 10 pounds of meats, if you look at the picture, it looks pretty darn tasty. You get a bunch of, it changes every week, but you could order, it's called the Ox Box. You get on a subscription,
mm-hmm.
and you go pick it up the first Thursday of the following month. So first Thursday of next month, I guess, is another way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But chicken, beef, pork, pasture-raised meats, 10-plus pounds. And if you get on subscription, it's $130. If you get it this way, it's $150.
Mm-hmm.
This might be worth splurging for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to just try some cool meats. Stuff. Yeah. I follow them on Instagram, and I've watched, like, some of their stuff, like, when they're making the boxes and stuff. It's legit. It's, like, tomahawks that are, like, the size of, like, a real tomahawk and stuff. Like, they're huge.
Yeah, it looks good.
It does. It looks good.
It'll be good. Good to splurge once every few months, I think.
Yeah.
Definitely going to check it out. Beef fat French fries. I mean, it's got to be good, right? But, yeah, go check it out over at the Beacon. Anything else, sir?
If you want a personalized message from Urkel, Cameo, it's only $179. But the description is the original voice of Sonic the Hedgehog, so he might not want to do the Urkel.
So he's going to do is he Sonic the Hedgehog?
That's what it looks like.
So he'll do
Sonic, but not Urkel.
Huh.
I
don't know if it's worth it then.
I don't think so. I just thought that was funny. I had heard it on my morning show, a clip of his. And they're like, how do you not mention Urkel? Like, you just did a whole message and didn't mention.
Nope.
Like, you didn't do. Did I do that? Like, you can't.
Probably contractually obligated only to do
Sonic
the Hedgehog. Well, I don't know. It might be worth it. We'll see.
I don't know. I think I could find a better one.
Okay. We'll look into it. All right. Cool. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Episode 163. Hit us up. Hello at northcountyca.com. Come follow us over on the old Instagram. I am Chris Erickson. You got Cassie Lewis at Cassie Lewis RE. And be sure to subscribe wherever you guys are listening. Show some love. Drop us a review. And yeah.
Catch you next
time. That's all we got.
Mm-hmm. Adios.